San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, April 16, 2023. Today's lesson is Letting Go and Letting In with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome here. It is the Sunday after Easter. It is a great, high, and holy day. And it is a time for letting go and letting in. Before we move into today's lesson, I would like to honor someone. Linda Hall is Brian's mother, and she made her transition this past Thursday. And so let us know that Linda has already moved on to releasing, letting go of the body and letting in the perfect life and light that is her next journey. And let us bring our hearts open and gently embrace all of Brian's family and Linda's dear friends and Linda's family in love, in comfort, in gentle, tender compassion as they go through this process of adjusting to a different relationship with Linda. One that is non-physical, yet still there. For love never dies. Love is always present. And so it is. This candle is a symbol of the eternal life that is within all of us, and that is also Linda Hall. When we drop our body, the light does not go out. It simply shines differently. And let us remember that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call that God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. Now today is April 16th. And our theme for April has been, and continues to be, the power of vulnerability. What is vulnerability? It is when we expose our tenderness, when we expose areas of our lives or our bodies that others can used to quote unquote harm us or hurt us. I mentioned earlier this month that you know that a dog loves you when it rolls on its back and exposes its belly and its neck, its most vulnerable physical places. So that is a way that a dog or a cat will show you that they trust you absolutely. They have faith in you absolutely, that you will never harm them, that you will always do good for them and tickle their belly. When we expose parts of our true self, what we consider our vulnerabilities, things we would rather people didn't know. What we are doing is honoring our own self, honoring that God self within. If we say that we are opening ourselves up to hurt or harm or ridicule, what are we really saying? What are we really saying? We're saying that we are not adhering by the four agreements. We are not being impeccable with our word by not trusting others to be themselves. We are taking something personally, somebody else's words about us. We are making assumptions that what we do or who we are, that there's something wrong with it. And we are not doing our best. Because our best would be to stand saying, hey, this is me. Truly, this is me. I don't have to change for anybody. I don't have to do outside anything that I'm not already doing. I am responsible for being me. That's what we need to say to ourselves every day. God made me. Spirit made me. I am perfect, whole, and complete. I am letting go of everybody else's opinions. And I am opening up and letting in my awareness that the divine is here always. It's within me. Can't go anywhere. Can't run from it. Your thoughts can run, but they can't hide. You can think God doesn't live in me. You can think spirit has no use for me. Why would spirit give a heck about me? Well, because it is you. It is you. What other people think or say about you is none of your business, because that's all the crap they have going on in their own heads. Anytime you look at somebody else and you go, ooh, what were they thinking? What are you thinking? In the Bible, it says, judge not lest you be judged. And a lot of people take that to far extremes. They say, okay, everybody should be able to do absolutely everything openly, freely, all the time. Well, the Bible also says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat others as you want to be treated. Don't run around hitting people unless you really, really, really want to get hit. I would rather sit and have a nice conversation with somebody than get hit. But that's just me. I don't think getting hit feels good. It usually leaves a mark, you know, a bruise, a red mark, whatever. So when other people say something negative about any of us, or anyone we know, or any group of people, that group of people, they're wearing blue shirts on green shirt day. They're horrible. Who are you going to believe? The person who is shaming and blaming and putting out all kinds of ugly stuff? You're going to believe what they say about you? Or are you going to believe what the divine has already said about us, about each of you? every one of us. So basically, we just need to stop worrying about everybody else. Remember that the divine is our source, substance, and supply. And like this morning's music, let go of any fears or doubts or worries and let God. When we let God, what we are doing is we are remembering faithfully with our faith that Spirit is our substance, our source, our supply, and that everything, all of our needs are already met. If it doesn't look like that in the outside world, in your circumstances, remember that there are wants and there are needs. There are wants and there are needs. I need shelter. Do I want the house that I have? Do I appreciate and give thanks for the house that I have? Or do I whine and moan and complain because I don't have a bigger house with more garage space, more cars, even though there's only me, I only need one? Am I going to whine and complain because other people have more than what I have? Or am I going to be thankful for what I have? I'm going to be thankful. If we sit around and worry about not having enough, we get stomach aches and headaches. We get sore shoulders from carrying the weight of doubt and fear. We need to let go of our need for outside approval. Again, who are we going to believe? Everybody else that doesn't know us, or the divine that created us and is within us? We can have the faith that Spirit already made us more than enough. When we have faith, what that's doing is it's showing that we inside of ourselves can see more clearly, for we can see with the eyes of Spirit. Noble spoke about being happy and being joyful. Just this morning, I ran across a quote by George Bernard Shaw, and I thought, you know, I'm going to write that down. And if it doesn't come up in today's talk, I know it will soon. Well, it's telling me this is its time. He said, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, the being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clot of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making me happy." That's what he said. Now, when I read that, I laughed because there are so many people that we see in this world, that we hear, and songs that are written that are all about, hey, me, my wants, not my needs. My wants are the highest priority, and you have to not only acknowledge that my wants are the most powerful wants in the world, but you have to like it. No, we don't. No, we don't. The true joy in life is being a part of something greater than ourselves. And there is nothing greater than ourselves than the knowledge that we are all one. the knowledge that the divine is within each and every one of us. We need to think that. We need to listen to that. When we have fears or strong emotions, those things tend to shut down our ability to listen to the inner voice. We're hanging on so tightly to our fears, to our doubts, to our what ifs. We've got a death grip on it. We need to open our hands and let it go. And when we open our hands and let these things go, then we are letting in the truth, letting in the love, letting in the light that is already there. Think about little kids who are scared. They hear a big boom, they hear, you know, thunder, they hear lightning, they hear rainstorms. And if they don't know what they are, many little children get fearful. You know, they run crying to mommy and daddy or their older sibling or somebody. But if they're all alone, they probably climb under the bed or pull their covers over their head and sit there. What if? What if it's a big monster? It's going to come and get me. What if the walls fall down? What if the roof crashes in? What if the tree hits the house? What if, what if, what if? Disasterizing over the unknown. When we let this kind of stuff happen in our lives as adults, we are disasterizing over the unknown. The divine, the universe, is order. It is grace. It is strong principles that never change. We can count on those strong principles. We rely on those strong principles. Skiers, they rely on gravity and slopes and physics. That's what they rely on. Can you imagine going skiing and you want just ready to start downhill and you start backing up, that you're going uphill instead of downhill? Well, that wouldn't work. Or you're floating instead of being able to slalom down the hill. That wouldn't work. We count on principles, physics and metaphysics. One thing about trust and counting on things. I don't trust people. I have never trusted people. I trust the divine within me to show me what to trust outside of me. Somebody just walks up to me. I look for the divine within them that I can share my faith within, my faith in the divine working. I look for that divine within them. I don't look for what do they do for a living, you know, do they have the money, are they honest, are they dangerous. I don't look at any of that. I look at, this is God in action. And my inner knowing will guide me to either approach or not approach. I trust the inner knowing. One of the things I have learned is that I have this sense of being able to help people, sometimes just by being present. Or when there's chaos going on, I can't tell you how many times I went right to the source of the chaos, the person, and tried to be present, be a calming force in the face of their anger. And, you know, this became very uncomfortable for people in my family who wanted to protect me. Who said, "Connie, no, don't go over there. Stay here. Stay here where it's safe." When I did not perceive that there was danger in another space with another person, I would go and I could help. If I perceived danger, I never would have walked out the door in the first place. I would have stood at the window, looked out through the curtain and decided, do I call 911 or do I wait and see what happens? That's letting in. That's embracing that guidance that is within us. Ernest Holmes wrote, Ernest Holmes is the founder of Religious Science and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. He says, "You alone are the doorkeeper. You have the power to say what will enter." And he's talking about us, about our minds. We get to choose what we're going to think about. We get to think about what we're going to think about. We get to remember that everybody else's opinion doesn't matter. It's that which is within that guides us. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 305, paragraph 3, Ernest writes, "Life lies open to me, rich, full, abundant. My thought, which is my key to life, opens all doors for me. I am one with infinity, divinity. I realize this unity. I proceed on my way as one who knows that God goes with him into an eternal day of infinite privilege. I have only to open the portals of my soul and accept that which is ready to express through me. Today, I fling these portals wide. Today, I am the instrument through which life flows." And so it is.
So it is.
Ernest also wrote on page 358, "Right here, through our own nature, is the gateway and the path which leads to illumination, to realization, to inspiration, to the intuitive perception of everything." The intuitive perception of everything. Well, sure, we can perceive everything because we are part of the one mind, right? We're part of the one mind. Gerald Jampolsky wrote a book that is a bestseller many times over. It is recommended for people by friends, by teachers, by doctors, by counselors. It's a very well recommended book for good reason. And it is called Love is Letting Go of Fear. Love is Letting Go of Fear. Jampolsky says, "People do not have to change for us to experience peace of mind." Y'all don't have to do anything for me to have peace of mind. It's within. I don't have to do anything for you to have peace of mind. It's within. It's inherent in your divine nature. He also said, nothing is impossible when we follow our inner guidance, even when its direction may threaten us by reversing our usual logic. Follow your inner guidance. That which you inside know has never let you down. It is always the truth. It is always guiding you. Oftentimes, as we are growing spiritually in our awareness, in our consciousness, it will seem like, whoa, that's not how I usually act. Why am I being guided to do that? Well, because how you usually act wasn't serving you very well. So by expanding your awareness, expanding your consciousness, expanding, allowing more of the divine, not just in you, but in your awareness. It's all already in you, but in your awareness, that is your wholeness. Reverend Janet Friedland wrote a piece, and she said, we have been told to watch our thoughts. Amen, we have. The individual as thinker is able to exchange one thought for another, to choose one belief over another, to replace one idea with another. Our choice allows us to experience what it is we have chosen to think on. Always, it is the thinker who does the choosing. You do the choosing. She writes, the prodigal son did not have to go to the far country. No one urged him to leave his father's house. The decision was his. His desire was to think and experience on his own without the benefit of his father's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. To live life as the thinker places responsibility on our shoulders. And as the saying goes, actions have consequences. Jesus told us to give no thought to our life. He advised us to look at the lilies and the raven. They neither toil nor spin. They rely on the inner awareness for guidance and direction. Some people take that scripture and say, hey, I don't have to do anything. You know, the lilies don't have to do anything. The raven doesn't have to do anything. Well, hey, on the inside, those lilies are doing a heck of a lot. They're growing roots, they're taking in the sun, they're taking in water, they're changing their shape to grow from a seedling, a little tiny seedling, to a plant with leaves and blossoms, to open their blossoms, to when the blossoms are done, then they fall off. That's a lot of work. But observe that everything is going on inside. Inside. That's what that scripture is about. Reverend Adeline Nelson wrote a piece called I Let Go of Fear and Lay Hold of Faith. I like this one. A physician of national renown has commented on our human tendency to worry. Quote, when I see how nervous and worried some people are, I wonder if they ever had faith in God. I cannot see how people can worry and fuss as they do if they have any confidence in divine oversight. End quote. This is a justly merited rebuke to those of us who have a knowledge of the truth and yet are inwardly fearful lest ill health, poverty, or some world disaster overwhelm us. All the outer activities of the race, meaning the human race, rest upon a basis of faith. Not an hour passes without our giving some demonstration of our faith in the universe. And yet, we fail to realize that the same spirit of wisdom, power, and life which governs the universe is the spirit that guides our destinies. The same power that created and governs the universe is the same power that guides us. That guides us. So, are we going to let go of our fears? Are we going to let in our awareness of the divine? Sounds like a good idea to me. Yeah. To let go and let God. By opening our door, we're the doorkeeper. We are the guardians of the doorway of our heart, of our mind. We choose what we allow in. The good thing about a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper, is that you can close the door. It's like if the TV's got some program on you don't like, turn it off. There's something going on around outside of you that does not serve you. Don't jump into it and say, hey, you know, this is really awful. This is terrible. This is horrible. But boy, how can you stand this? No. You say, hey, that is not going to serve me. My guidance, my internal knowing says, be here, hold the space, be peace. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Thank you for letting go of other options for what you could have done today. Thank you for letting my words into your life, letting this experience into your life. Namaste. Namaste.